Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 4th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, a background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. 36 new cases of COVID-19. That's 106 active cases. Two people in Nobles Hospital to come tonight. Details of the COVID briefing and fewer school places for key workers' children. Don't call 111 for a vaccination till Saturday. The Sexual Assault Referral Centre should open this summer. And the case of the missing lockdown vaccination letters on Lockdown 3, Day 2.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai, the Isle of Man now has 106 active cases of coronavirus. 36 new cases have been detected in the last 24 hours. Of the total number, 21 are from an unknown source. The circuit break lockdown will see house-to-house transmission of COVID-19 reduce. That's the message from the Chief Minister, who said a significant increase in positive test results had been expected. Letters have not been sent to some people in vaccination priority groups due to an issue with computer systems. That was the admission from the Health and Social Care Minister today. It's after concerns that some people who are in the over 70s group weren't receiving invitations for their vaccinations. Further afield, the Duke of Edinburgh has undergone successful heart surgery. Philip had the procedure for his pre-existing condition at St Bart's Hospital in London yesterday. A further 242 people have died in the UK within 28 days of testing positive for COVID-19. It brings the total to 124,025. And a shipment of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines from Italy to Australia has been blocked. The EU brought in new rules earlier this year to allow member states to do this because Brussels says the drug firm hasn't delivered the number of doses it promised. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office in the North Irish Sea, there's some strong winds later. And on the island this evening, any spots of rain will recede as the light to moderate northeasterly fades away. It'll be dry and clear through the night, down to 1 degree. There is a yellow weather warning for frost through until tomorrow morning. Patchy frost first thing tomorrow morning, Friday, Jehenya, then dry and sunny up to 7 degrees, overnight minimum 2 into Saturday. Jasan dry with variable cloud, light to moderate wind coming in from the south and top temperature 7 Celsius. Sunset is at 6 this evening, low water 26 minutes past 9, high water overnight 16 minutes past 3 a.m., sunrise 2 minutes to 7. And the morning low water, 24 minutes to 10.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man now has 106 cases of coronavirus. 36 new cases detected in the last 24 hours. Tessa's back with a breakdown of the figures.
Today marks the highest daily total of new cases since the pandemic began. Of the total number, 21 are from an unknown source. 1,579 people are in self-isolation. 2 people are in hospital. Chief Minister Howard Quayle said a sharp spike in cases was expected.
But we will continue to see cases develop as the virus incubates and shows itself. This is why avoiding house-to-house transmission is so incredibly important and why we need you to stay at home as much as possible. I really cannot emphasise that enough.
Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, said there has been a shift in the age ranges of the people being detected with COVID-19.
the age range of the cases that we have to date, which are overwhelmingly in the children and young person and then working age adult groups. And within that, 40 of the current cases are in the age range 5 to 19. So the route of spread from what we know from contact tracing is likely initially from household mixing and then some social events and then on into the schools.
The Council of Ministers has tightened criteria for access to schools over the next few days to control numbers and protect teachers. It's after numbers at schools have more than doubled compared to the last circuit break, with fears for the safety of pupils and staff. Here's the Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allanson.
The increase in the number of cases is a cause for concern and re-emphasises why all of us have to take the current situation seriously and do the right thing. Over the last 12 months, we've always strived to keep school places available for vulnerable children and those of essential workers. At the beginning of the first lockdown, there were nearly 300 students attending the school hubs. This rose to 600 at the beginning of the January circuit breaker, but by yesterday, there were approximately 800 students attending our schools. This is putting extra pressure on our education service. In order to keep our schools safe, we have brought in a range of measures, including the use of social distancing, masks, enhanced cleaning, and pupils learning in bubbles. But this time round, the virus has entered our schools. We have seen whole year groups needing to be isolated and tested in several locations, and the increasing numbers of children wanting places increases the risk of more infections. This is why we feel it is vitally important to continue to act in the interest of safety for both students and staff. The Council of Ministers met this morning and discussed a range of options to further protect education and our frontline services. Changes will be made to the current entitlement for school places to ensure we can continue to provide remote learning and teaching in schools for those with no other option. So from Monday, schools are only accessible to vulnerable children and the children of essential workers, only whilst the essential worker is out of their home working and only when there is no one else at home to look after your child. In addition, from Monday, we will be removing the financial services sector from the essential workers list. We ask all those affected to discuss with their managers how they can switch to working from home. I'm sorry we've had to bring in these extra measures, but hope that parents can appreciate the seriousness of the current situation and the need to protect our children and our education service. To reiterate, the safest place to be at the moment is at home.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 22 minutes before six. The Ben McCree is just going astern onto the Lynx span at the moment. She got into harbour about 10 minutes ago. The high surge in demand is causing long delays on the Manx government's 111 phone service. If you're hoping to register for a coronavirus vaccine, you're being told to delay making the call. Details from our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
The vaccine rollout is now well underway, with thousands of elderly and vulnerable residents having already received their first dose. But whilst there are some who have penciled in their jab date on the calendar, others haven't been quite as fortunate.
If you want to try and get your vaccine, you have to wait and wait and wait. And after 30 or 40 minutes, you'll eventually start hearing, you're 23rd in the queue.
I started at 10 o'clock and I finally got through at 11. And after 146 attempts, I finally got through.
When I joined the queue yesterday morning, I was at number 19 in the queue. And yes, it did take some time to be put through, but not unexpected given the current situation.
The high volume of calls to the 111 line, coupled with technical problems interrupting the service, has led to frustration for many. Speaking at Wednesday's media briefing, the Chief Minister was urging patience.
As you can imagine, the contact tracing team and 111 are dealing with a considerable volume of work at the moment. We already have approaching 300 households that we have directed to self-isolate. And as we move through the contact tracing, there will undoubtedly be more.
Despite the lengthy queues, almost 23,000 people have received their first jabs. The government says it's on track to have every adult vaccinated by the end of May. However, this afternoon, the Health Minister spoke of a strain on resources in the coronavirus task force. David Ashford has asked anyone needing to register for their jab to hold off calling 111 until Saturday. That's advice for vaccination registration only. Those with symptoms should continue to ring the service as usual.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 now on Manx Radio. The Bemakri departed Heysham at 12 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas 20-odd minutes ago in the bay and now on the harbour. On the link span, she'll be departing at 7.45 this evening, heading for Heysham. Getting there at around midnight or so, and then leaving at 2.15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Letters haven't been sent to some people in vaccination priority groups due to an issue with GP computer systems. The admission from the Health and Social Care Minister today. It's after concerns that some people in the over 70s group aren't receiving invitations to get a jab. David Ashford responded to the issue at today's media briefing.
I asked the department to undertake an inquiry. Thank you for sharing the information that you had, Tim. It was very, very helpful because it helped us get to the bottom of it. There was an issue with the EMUS, which is the system that the GPs use. There's been an issue with the search criteria within that system. So it has thrown up that there is issues around the over 70 cohort. Those are being investigated. We have asked all the GP practices on the island to go back through and recheck their lists, because it does appear there will be a cohort in that group that have been missed, for which I can only apologise, due to the fact the search system hasn't worked correctly. I've asked for it to be checked before against the cohort that's going out now, which is the 65s to 69-year-olds, to make sure that the search criteria is correct. And we have also asked the GPs to go through and manually do a check for those who are in the extremely clinically vulnerable category, which is also being vaccinated this time, to make sure that those records are correct. So that is being undertaken now. Again, I need to emphasise, though, that this will not necessarily slow down anyone getting the vaccine in those cohorts, because the numbers that we are doing vaccination wise are increasing, and the final letters for those cohorts have only just gone out. But thank you very much for raising it, Tim, and bringing the problem to our attention.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
It's 18 minutes before 6. United States has agreed to temporarily suspend tariffs on UK goods, including single malt whiskies, cheese and cashmere. They were imposed in retaliation over subsidies to the aircraft maker Airbus. The duties will be suspended for 4 months while the two sides find a long-term settlement. On the 1st of January, the UK dropped its own tariffs on some American goods put in place over a related dispute about the US subsidy to Boeing, their aircraft manufacturer. It's the latest twist in a decades-long trade row that's seen the EU and the US target billions of dollars worth of each other's exports with taxes. The UK was part of the dispute as a former EU member. Airbus makes wings and other parts in the UK, but assembles the aircraft in the EU. Since Brexit, the UK has been lobbying Washington to drop the duties on UK goods to dovetail with a future trade deal with the US. And crime had to appear in COVID. As COVID-19 vaccines roll out across the world, logistics companies are stepping up security to protect their precious cargo. Interpol recently raised alarms about potential armed robberies of vaccine shipments, which can be worth tens of millions of dollars. Now, this has led to firms outfitting their trucks with tracking devices, panic buttons and kill switches, along with using unmarked guards and trucks with no discernible markings to dupe hijackers.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Find out more at business.westernunion.com. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as the rise in bond yields saw jitters return to the global stock markets once again. The dollar rose, oil rose as well too, gold edged higher, and in corporate news, Aviva was among the top performers. As it said, the annual profit was little changed. Sage was a high riser after the software company announced it was commencing a share buyback program. And the numbers now at the close from from Ramsay Crookall. The FTSE 100 was down a third of a percent at 6,650. The DAX in Frankfurt closed almost down a fifth of a percent at 14,056. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up half a percent at 31,423. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost a third of a percent at 13,036. The S&P 500 in Chicago up half a percent at 3,840. And in the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 40 cents and €1 16.2 cents. And finally, it's worth 21 South African rand, 13.7 cents. And in commodities, gold up a third of a percent at $1,714 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up just over 5% at $67.32.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The Manx government's aiming to have a specialist facility for victims of sexual assault and abuse open on the Isle of Man in the summer. The Department of Home Affairs, Department of Health and Social Care and Public Health are working on a sexual assault referral centre. Tanya August Hansen, the MLC, has been leading the calls for a centre on the island.
There's an awful lot of work to do between now and then, and I'm hoping that some of the sort of debates that are going on around the boardroom table at Department of Health and Social Care will be around the opportunity for claimants to be able to access a SARC or SARC services as referrals, things like choices of whether or not they want to involve the police, choices of gender as well, of a physician, the victims themselves, and how it's going to sort of multi-agency, how that's going to work in terms of counselling, etc. And also, an opportunity for claimants to be able to agree to evidence being stored in case they decide to report it to the police at a later date or to provide evidence anonymously. And then, of course, you've got sort of other factors as well, like, you know, how they're going to actually treat children and young people as they're coming through the SARC itself. So I'm hoping that a lot of that's going to be discussed and debated, and they're going to work all of those things out before the SARC's delivered.
Do you foresee any issues in the coming months then in terms of the logistics of getting this all together by August?
The excuse, I suppose, that I've heard on a number of occasions from the Department of Health and Social Care regarding the SARC, they tend to say, oh, well, we can't find the expertise. We're looking for the expertise. We're hopeful that we might find the right experts to put in there. I'm hoping that they have already sort of identified individuals that may be interested in bringing them across to the island or training people up on the island. I'm hoping that basically the staffing situation has been pinned down. It is quite a specialist centre. It does need a certain level of expertise in there, with serious levels of experience in dealing with situations like this, dealing with people that have been through situations like this. So I'm hoping that the staffing is right and that it'll be available when the SARC opens.
Manx Radio Sport.
It's 11 minutes before 6. Fast Am I, Rhiann Evans.
Fast Am I. Albany Tennis Club has released new dates and cancellations in light of the shifting sands of lockdown. The American tournament, which was planned for this Tuesday, will now be held on Tuesday the 30th of March instead. All junior and mini tennis coaching sessions have been cancelled until further notice. Club sessions and Friday morning ladies are also cancelled, and the indoor court and clubhouse are strictly out of bounds. The junior tournament for under 12s and under 18s has been cancelled but not yet rescheduled. Dates for your diary in the future though: the Albany Lawn Tennis Club will host the Isle of Man Senior Championships once again from the 31st of July until the 8th of August. Elsewhere in racket sports, in the Isle of Man Squash Rackets Association has joined forces with Squash Levels to get more people in the community involved in the sport. It's an online social network designed to bridge the gap between amateur players and professionals and is the first of its kind. The new website includes fitness testing, official Manx rankings, and acts as a platform to follow fellow players and opponents. Meanwhile, in other squash news, Stoneheart Squash have bagged the first win of 2021 in the A-League with a 3-2 victory over Crazy Phil Shaw Vehicles. A full report of the pre-lockdown games can be found on the Isle of Man SRA Facebook page, the link to which, along with the link to the Squash Levels website, can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. In international sport, and Instagram has removed the account of a person who sent racist abuse to Crystal Palace fullback Patrick Van Aanholt. The defender shared a picture of the messages following last night's goalless Premier League draw with Manchester United. He captioned it with the phrase, "Why we kneel," in reference to the anti-racism gesture players make before matches. And jockey Holly Doyle equaled her own record of winning 5 races at one meeting on Wednesday. Doyle, who's 24, notched up the 5 consecutive victories at Kempton at combined odds of 2,521-1. She looked set to claim a historic 6th win before just being caught in the closing stages on favourite Chinese Whisperer in the final race. Doyle was the first female equestrian rider to have 5 winners on the same British card at Windsor in August 2020.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
One departure.
Open as normal during this circuit break.
One arrival at Ronald's Way. The 10-5 Loganair Liverpool, the patient transfer plane, left spot on time. Back this evening at 20-7. Pembrokeshire leaves at 7:45 this evening. And on the road, Quarterbridge Road, got that nighttime closure between 6 and 6. Peel Road to Tramode Road, they're resurfacing and bringing the footpaths up to the new curbstone level. Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed to vehicles between the junction with Queen's Prom for Douglas Prom refurb work. The Port Town Road in Peel's got a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit as they're putting new signage on the approach to Peel by the DOI. It's by the Castletown Ramsey Road at Berlick Bridge. And the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit at Peel Town boundary. Luthwaite's Way and Victoria Road in Port St Mary both closed to vehicles. There's a partial parking suspension on Bayview Road and the junction with Luthwaite's Road. East Quay and Peel, between the junction with St Peter's Lane and the entrance to the House of Manannan car park, it's closed there. The MUA is replacing water mains and sewers. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey, a parking suspension because of nearby building work. And also in Ramsey, South Promenade's got footway closures and parking suspensions for the new RNLI lifeboat station.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66-4417.
The government needs to stick to its promises and publish the findings of an investigation into the steam packet companies, says the Liberal Vanin Party, as it campaigns for the full results of the recent talks over self-isolation for crew members to be made public. It's also asking why an independent party hasn't been asked to look into the issue. Here's the Liberal Vanin Party leader, Ramsey MHK Laurie Hooper.
The reason we're asking for it to be published is because that's what was promised. Both the Chief Minister and the Health Minister reiterated that when they knew something, they would be sharing it with the public. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask them to live up to their promises. Where we are today, going into a 21-day lockdown, possibly as a result of cases linked right the way back through to that original index case from the steam packet, original breakdown in whether it was a breakdown in communications, whether it was a breakdown in the way the regulations were put together. Actually, I think the public have a right to know what went wrong and to make sure it doesn't happen again. So really, we're just asking the Chief Minister and the Health Minister to live up to their own promises.
But why the doubts that they might not live up to that promise?
Well, I think it's because when we've asked questions in Keys this week, there didn't seem to be very much certainty around things that would be published. They haven't come out and said, absolutely, the investigation is underway, it's being conducted by an independent independent party, and the results are going to be published as soon as we have them. It's almost felt that when the Chief Minister made some of his press briefings recently, he's almost decided that there's nothing to see here, nothing's gone wrong, move along please. And I think that's not appropriate. So the feeling that I'm getting from what I'm hearing from government is they've already made a decision. They've already decided no further action is going to be taken. They've already decided that they don't want to pursue this at all. And I think that completely is just completely wrong.
Do you believe that maybe perhaps the findings that they've discovered so far might be the reason why they don't want to take it on any further, perhaps blame on their own part?
It could very well be. I mean, from my perspective, this is quite a straightforward situation. The government says the regulations and the direction notices that were provided to the steam packet were exceptionally clear. The Chief Minister said himself he's seen them, and he is of the view that they were very clear and that steam packet just misunderstood their instructions. Now, to my mind, if the regulations and the direction notices were clear, that's the law. You have to follow the law. If they didn't, then there could be a case for saying, actually, they may have broken the law in that respect. Now, the Chief Minister has said there was no evidence of any criminal activity, which implies they didn't break the law. Well, in that case, the direction notices can't have been very clear. The regulations that they're issued with couldn't have been very clear. And the situation, therefore, must be that somebody made a mistake when they were putting those things together.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's lockdown 3, day 2. Serious news. 36 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man in the past 24 hours. That means we have 106 active cases of COVID-19 on the island and currently 2 people in hospital with COVID-19. That's it for update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Ewan Gorn. And by the way, if you're joining us on a podcast, listening anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, thank you for making Update, the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. And if you know somebody who you think will enjoy a daily bulletin of news from the Isle of Man, tell them that Update's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify or the TuneIn app. Get the details at the App Store or at manxradio.com. I'm Andy Wynn. Update is back tomorrow evening, Friday evening at 5:30. Stay home and stay safe. WINT